Welcome to the Christian Pure Podcast, where it's our mission to empower you with the tools you need to live a pure Christian life. Today we are sharing with you the 15 most powerful Christian prayers to pray before surgery. Going into surgery can be one of the scariest events in our lives. However, we are Christians, so we can pray to God before surgery to calm our hearts. What can Christians pray before surgery? Christians can pray for their own protection, health, and well-being before undergoing surgery. Christians can also pray for the doctor and nurse to be guided by God's wisdom before the surgery. We can read scripture aloud to remind us of who Jesus is and what he has done for us. Christians can also pray before going into surgery and ask God to remind them that he is with them. Here are some of the most powerful prayers you can pray before, during, and after surgery. Our first prayer is a simple prayer of healing for a loved one before surgery. It's important to pray for healing before surgery. Below is a prayer of healing to say before a surgery. Lord, I come to you today asking for healing for my loved one. Heal her body, mind, and spirit. Please bring her back to health. Restore her to wholeness. Let her walk away from this surgery feeling better than when she came in. Bless her doctor and nurse. Make them wise and skilled at performing this surgery. And heal her heart. Remove whatever issues are causing her pain. In Jesus' name, amen. God can heal your loved ones and keep them safe during any operation. God has worked miracles beyond humans' understanding. God can cure all diseases. Next is a prayer for endurance and protection before surgery. God's protection is essential before any surgery. Without him with you in the operating room, no surgery will be a success. Here is a powerful prayer you can pray before surgery for his protection. Father, in the name of Jesus, I am facing a surgery that makes me feel anxious and afraid. As I lie down on the operating table, I ask for your protection. Guide the surgeon's hand so they know what to do. Guide them through their decisions, give them wisdom, and help me rely on you for strength. Fill me with your presence. Go with me as I walk into the doctor's office today. You have promised never to leave nor forsake me. So stay with me when I wake and go through the healing and recovery process. Thank you for being with me. Thanks to you, I have nothing to fear. Let me serve you all the days of my life after this successful surgery. Please help me to endure through the hardships of life until Jesus returns. God, I trust you in every season and every minute. In Jesus' name, amen. God promises to be with you in every situation. He knows and understands what you're worried about and afraid of. He has promised to always be there for you when you need him most. Memorize and repeat this verse to remind yourself of God's promises to you. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Isaiah 41 verse 10. Next is a prayer for loved ones before surgery. It is prudent to pray for our loved ones as they go into surgery. You can use this prayer before surgery and expand on it with what God puts into your heart at the moment. Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I surrender my loved one into your hands today. Thank you for bringing them into my life. I have faith in you and know that you will be in the operating room to guide the medical staff. You are the creator of life. Nothing lasts without you. Our very next breath comes only because of you. Let my loved one be in your hands today. Whatever happens, I trust in you because you are my God. So please guide this surgery and let it go smoothly without any complications. Let the healing process occur quickly, without pain, and with as little stress as possible. In Jesus' name, amen. When we surrender our family, friends, self, and everything else to the Lord, we show that we trust Him and have faith that He'll do what He says He'll do. We must daily surrender ourselves to God's will and remain confident in His promises. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him, and He will help you. Psalms 37 verse 5. Next is a prayer of thanksgiving before surgery. Here is a prayer of thanksgiving you can use before a surgery. Dear God, in Jesus' name, thank you for being here with me today before I undergo surgery. Thank you for the doctors and nurses working on me during my surgery. May they be blessed today, and may you be their reflection of grace. May you receive all the glory for the success of this operation. You want me to be happy and healthy. You want me not to worry and fear. You want me to trust you completely. So, I'm trusting you now. Thank you for keeping me safe. Thank you for your promise that you will be with me and never leave me or forsake me. Create in me peace of mind by reminding me of this truth. Thank you for your covenant with me. In Jesus' name. Amen. When we acknowledge God and thank Him for who He is, it reminds us of all He has done for us. Now we are going to learn a prayer of protection before surgery. Prayers of protection are powerful prayers to say before surgery. Below is an example of such a prayer. Lord, please protect my loved one from harm while under anesthesia. Protect them from any form of infection. Keep them well hydrated and nourished throughout the day. Keep them calm and relaxed. Help them feel no pain. And keep them safe from any unnecessary risks. Please bless the doctors and nurses who will work on them during the procedure. Give them wisdom and knowledge to perform the best possible job. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Next is a prayer of forgiveness and peace before surgery. If you need forgiveness before undergoing surgery, below is a prayer of forgiveness to say before surgery, or any time. God, forgive me for anything I've ever said or done wrong. Forgive me if I've hurt anyone through words or actions. Forgive me for not doing more to help others. Forgive me, Lord, for not loving others as much as you deserve. Forgive me, Lord, because I am human and make mistakes. Forgive me because I don't always live up to what you expect from me. Father, I ask you to give me peace today. Please fill my soul with joy and happiness. Please help me to have the strength and courage to face this surgery. Give me patience and understanding to deal with the stress and anxiety of this situation. May I find rest in you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Strength is another thing that every person needs before facing surgery or other stressful situations. Below is a prayer to encourage someone to get strong before their surgery. Father, I know you are with me. I believe that you are with me. I believe that you are working in my life. I believe that you are helping me overcome all obstacles. I believe that I will succeed in everything I do. I believe that your power is greater than any problem I might encounter. I believe that God has given me the strength to handle this challenge. So, I thank you, Father, for giving me the strength to face this surgery. Thank you for enabling me to endure it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Prayer of Defiant Faith Before Surgery. When you, a friend or a loved one are facing a surgery where the doctors say your chances of surviving are slim, you need to show crazy, defiant faith to demonstrate to the Lord that you are expectant of His working of a breakthrough. Here is a prayer of defiant faith. My Lord Jesus Christ, I need the courage to face this surgery and recover quickly. I am weak and tired. I need your strength. I am afraid and anxious. I need your comfort. Dear Lord, I know that you are with me. You are my hope and my future. You are my strength and my refuge. I do not doubt that you will give me victory over this surgery. Please help me to find peace today. Protect me from any evil spirits that may try to cause trouble. Lord Jesus, I know that you are with me even when I feel hopeless. I know that you are always watching over me. Protect me from any sickness or disease that may come after this surgery. Lord, please heal my body so that I can go home safely. I know that I will walk out of here alive and well. In Jesus' name. Amen. We can thank God every day for the things that He has given us and for the things that He promises us. Prayers of gratitude can be incorporated into every aspect of our lives. Prayer for your spouse before surgery. Your spouse going through surgery can be stressful for both of you. So here is a prayer you can pray for your spouse if they have surgery. My spouse is going in for an operation today. For God's glory, help me be patient and supportive during this process. During these times, may you inspire me to be a reflection of your infinite love for them. Thank you for bringing them into my life. Please give the doctors divine wisdom today as they perform surgery on my spouse. Please heal my spouse and give them strength and grace in this next season of healing. I ask that you come near them right now, giving peace as they prepare for surgery, or whatever upcoming procedure. Remind us not only through words, but also with your presence how much you love each of us even when we don't realize it. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord knows how much you love your spouse, and He will be there for both of you when you cannot stay by their side. They are in His safe and wonderful hands. Prayer for your child before their surgery. God knows how afraid you are about having your child go into surgery. So cast your fears upon the Lord with this prayer you can pray before the surgery. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, please watch over my child as they go into surgery. My child is in your hands, God. Keep the healer's hands gentle so no damage is done while recovering from this procedure. Thank you for all the happy times we have shared, and please take care of them as I am separated from them during their surgical procedure. Guide the doctor's and nurse's hands as they skillfully perform their tasks so that all may go well. Comfort my child so that they don't fear and feel your hand resting upon them when they are left alone with strangers in an unfamiliar place. Keep them safe and take care of them. Let them heal quickly and without any further complications. Thanks be to God for being with us both now and always. In Jesus' name. Amen. God loves children. Jesus said that you cannot enter the kingdom of God unless you approach it as a child does. Children remind us of what power we have when we put our faith in Him, no matter the situation or enemy around them. The most important thing you can do to help your child during this time is to be brave and strong for them. If they are scared or afraid, remind him that Jesus will be there with them no matter what happens in the operation room because he loves each one of us just as much. Here is a simple prayer you can give to your child before surgery. Loving God, please help me to be brave and strong. Help my mommy and daddy too. In Jesus' name, I pray, Amen. Prayer for your grandparents before surgery. If you have a grandmother or grandfather who is about to undergo surgery, this prayer is for her or him to say. Dear God, please help us to be strong for our grandparents. Please fill my grandparents with peace as they're preparing for surgery. As the surgeon carefully mends what is wrong with my grandparent, put your protection over them and keep the surgeon's hand steady. Let my grandparents recover quickly and without any complications. Show them how loved and appreciated they are by their families and friends. Use this to draw them closer. So may you receive all the glory, Lord. Thank you for blessing me with the privilege of having grandparents and their positive influence on my life. Let them influence and inspire more people on this earth. In Jesus' name. Amen. Encourage them as often as possible before undergoing surgery and after they've recovered. Spend time with them, tell them how much you love them, and be sure to include a hug. If they don't believe in God, pray for their salvation and let them know how God loves and cares for everyone. Prayer for a friend before surgery. It can be hard to watch a friend undergo surgery, but you can know that God will be with them at all moments. Remember that God hears your prayers and that He is already working to bring restoration and healing into your friend's life. So, here is a prayer for a friend's surgery. Dear God, please watch over my friend during their operation. Comfort them and give them peace even though they're anxious. Skillfully direct the doctor's hands as they perform surgery on my friend, #inputs. Let my friends feel your hand upon them during their operation and let them be comforted by your presence in their operating room. Let your light shine through my friend to everyone around him. Let them see your joy and peace. Thank you, God, for my friends and for the encouragement they've given me. Please teach me how to best support them during this time and afterward. In Jesus' name. Amen. Trust in God with all your heart, don't rely on your own understanding, and follow His guidance in everything you do. It is always important to acknowledge God's hand in any step of the process, whether you are praying for someone else, yourself, or your own surgery. He loves to be included in everything that happens in our lives. Here are some more prayers for during and after surgery. Prayer to pray during surgery. If you know someone currently under anesthesia during surgery, you can say this prayer for surgery. Dear God, please bless __, person's name. Even though they're unconscious in the hospital, I ask that you would stand by their side and fill the room with your comfort. Be with the surgeons, doctors, and nurses during their decision-making and procedure. Be there for them and look after them. I submit them into your hands. You control the outcome. In Jesus' name. Amen. Remember that God listens to your prayers and answers them when you pray. He is currently with that person in surgery. He will never abandon them, and He will never forsake you. Continue to pray, asking God to be present and protect that person during their surgery. Remember to thank God after surgery. Thank Him for who He is and everything He has done for your life, family, and friends. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, can you please donate at least $1 to our ministry? Go to www.christianpure.com/donate. Your generosity makes the difference. Give and it will be given back to you. Donations from people like you go toward the following causes: web hosting costs to keep the site running, staff and contractor costs to update the site, find new products, write new articles, produce new videos and podcasts, marketing costs to accelerate our spreading of the good news, and the support of Christians and organizations in need around the world. Donate now at www.christianpure.com/donate.